Good morning, or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to the Cara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our day, the DNA, a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you at times to call me, but today we're not doing a call-in show. I'm on vacation, and I really wanted to explain my readings because we're offering so many different readings. And so I'll be back next week with the call-ins, but this show is really great because we are running a special from November to December, and that's a buy one, get one half off readings. And so I want to explain that a little bit. You buy one reading of any kind, as far as I do live readings where you could be in person or on the phone. I have clients all over the world. Or I do remote readings now, and I'm going to give details of what they are in a little bit. And then I now do tune-up readings. And so, again, you choose the reading. You're going to get all the details on what they are. It fits everybody's pocketbook. It fits everybody's educational abilities as far as what they want in the reading. And so this is where we're going to give you all the information. So buy one, get one free through November and December. You buy one, let's say you get an hour of a regular reading, and you get the next one half off. And it's a great deal. People are combining it. I had two people yesterday that they were two friends. They came in together, and they split the reading. We don't care how you do that. If that's what you do, that's fine with us. Be creative. And the great thing about the second reading, there's you have a year to use it. And I know a lot of people get a reading, they check in every 6 months. Sometimes people are going through a lot of things, and it's every 3 months. So it's a great time to get those readings. And also, again, they make great gift certificates. We're getting into the season for having holiday gifts, and so you can get yourself a reading, and then you could get your friend a reading, and you could save half off, and they don't even have to know about it. So those are the buy one, get one free readings. But what I also wanted you to talk about is what the readings, what is a light stream reading? Because I do call it light stream readings or balancing. And I really, a lot of times people have asked me, what's the difference between your reading instead of a psychic reading? How did you come up with the word? What does it mean? You read differently than other people. And the history, a little bit of history of that light stream reading, I came up with that word because I wanted to get away from the word psychic. And it has nothing that there's anything wrong with the word psychic, but there's a lot of old negative energy around it. For example, I was doing a light stream party where I go to a person's house and I do readings, and I was off in a secluded area, and many of the guests didn't see me enter the house, and many of the guests also were very new to readings. And when they came into the room to see me, they were very surprised when they looked how, quote, regular I looked. They were really expecting to meet somebody with a long cape, a turban on my head, and looking over a crystal ball. And so they were really surprised to see that I was a regular person. I had my mother with two kids. And so that's the thing with psychics. There's a lot of comic strips about, comedians, people joke about it. There's even CIA shows that they call on the reader or the psychic person to do the readings, but there's always an underlying theme that they don't really believe in it and that people are poking fun, and they have to be hush-hush that the police are using psychics. And so, and they have been, and they have been for years, and many, many political parties use psychics. We've had Reagan was all exposed years ago when he was working with an astrologer. So why I came with the word intuitive is because I feel it has less of that energy of the negative component that the psychic can come up with. And also I want to introduce to the word intuitive instead of psychic because I believe we're all intuitive. We all have gone through some experience that we can't explain intellectually. For example, thinking about an old friend you haven't seen in years and then running into them or them calling you, or we've had deja vu experiences. The list goes on and on. We've all are intuitive. It's not a special gift. If people call it like that special, special gift, they make themselves sound like the chosen one, in that it really makes the it off balance. It's where people have to like give their power over to the reader, and that's really what I like to educate people. Don't give your power over to everybody. I've heard horrific stories where people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to readers to clear them of ghosts and entities and their energy field, and there's just as in any career or positions, people can be scam artists, but you never want to give your power over to a reader. This is all about empowerment and being able to get educated. And so, again, that's where I started with the word intuitive. And then the light stream part is when I look into a person's energy field, and when I do a reading or a balancing, I look in and I see that we're all made of energy, and I like to empower them that we are made of energy. And when we think about that, if we go back in our memory of fourth or fifth grade, we're all taught that we are all energy. We're made up of energy. Trees are, rocks are, we are. And then we kind of forget about it in fifth grade. And then we forget how important it is for us to recognize ourselves as an energetic being. And why it's so important is because we contain all our information within us. The Akashic records are literally within us. A lot of times I talk about I follow a tube, which could be compared to a meridian, to a ball, which is the packet of information. And so that's what I do when I do a reading. When I look at people, I can adjust my eyes, and then all of a sudden the person looks like a light stream, this stream of beautiful lights, and it has information, it has hieroglyphics, it has all these different codes in it. And actually it could be quite complicated, but just to keep it real easy, when your body turns into a whole light stream, and our intention is to be able to, because it is my intention, to give, we meet higher self to higher self, the information that you need to hear now to help your growth, to help empower you. And so that's, again, where the light stream reading balancing comes in, where, yes, I can do psychic future readings. Yes, I can do past life readings. Yes, I do mediumship readings. I am a medium. But when we get, if you, all of the information is contained within your energy field. When I look at somebody, I can see their dead father or mother off to the side of them. I can see their pet that's walking around them that has crossed over. And so, again, contained within our energy field, we all have the access. And you can think about the tube as the roadway and the pathway to the ball, and a lot of people know the chakras. The chakras have a lot of information, and so the chakras are shown a lot as balls. So we not only have the seven chakras, but we have energy tubes or pallets or balls all over us, and again, they contain all information. A lot of people think Akashic records are somewhere outside of ourselves. They're all in us, all around us, and they contain our information. And if we're all a piece of divine source creator, we have a lot of information in our energy field, because if you think of God creator as always has been, always will be, and we're a piece of that, you can just imagine what kind of information is within your energy field. And the more that you're able to have access to it and be able to tap into it, the more you're opening your sixth sense. And I also believe that we're coming to a point as we are evolving that people are realizing that the sixth sense, intuitive, is just another extension of our five senses. We have sight, hearing, taste, smell, and so intuitive readings are an extended version of it. So it's an extra sensory perception. So people can see clairvoyantly. So they see outside of the regular, quote, regular realm of seeing. They hear differently. So they don't hear outside physical things. They hear it internally. And so you take the regular five senses, and the sixth sense is where we expand on that, and that's where we're evolving. And again, I believe each and every single one of us is intuitive, and why would you want to recognize that and develop that and really work with it? It's because it just makes your life so much easier, and it's so much down from, if you're driving down to the road, the mall, and you get a feeling there's two directions to go with, something makes you go to take a left or the way that you don't usually go. And it doesn't mean you would have been killed if you went in the other way. It could have been that somebody had a flat tire and there would have been a backup. And so being able to do simple things like that, just making our life easier, down to major decisions as far as getting into relationships, job, career, or ending a relationship. So all that information, again, is in within our energy field, within your light stream. So when I look into a person's energy field, you're a walking record. We can consider ourselves as a walking database. And again, a lot of times when it comes to our own stuff, we are we're blocked from it. We are too invested in outcome, or we are energetically foggy, so we don't get our own information. And so that's why readings do come in handy. I'm not saying that people shouldn't come in readings, but I'd like to teach people and empower them that it's a relationship that's an equal relationship. It's a cooperative relationship where I'm here to be of service of you, to see where we can empower your life, to see where you have blocks, to money, to health, to relationships. And again, all the information is in your energy field. I find it absolutely fascinating. We are amazing beings of, again, God source creator. And as we are evolving, as we're recognizing that, as we're stepping into our empowerment, it really helps you to recognize yourself as an amazing stream of light with all the information. And that includes past life. That includes future incarnations in life and future events. And it also includes what's going on with you now. So you contain all that information within you. I call it going to the tubes and balls. And so it's really to start feeling yourself like that, thinking yourself as an energy being. And I always talk about energy maintenance, and we're going to get into that because I do offer free energy exercises. And if you have never asked for them, you could always email union1111@yahoo.com and ask for the free energy exercises. And there's many, many out there. The biggest, as far as energy exercises, they clean and cleanse the energy fields. And the biggest thing you want to think about, and I say this a lot, that if you don't cleanse and clear your energy field daily, it's like not brushing your teeth or taking a shower. And that's kind of, when you think about that, it's kind of ew. And we're going to go to our first break. We'll be back in a few. Talk about readings today. Carol Connor Show.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. And today we're talking about all the different kind of readings that we're offering, and because we're offering a buy one, get one free special with all the different kind of readings. We do the tune-up readings, we do the remote readings, we do the regular readings, and I'm going to give all the details toward the end of the show, but I really want to explain what is a light stream reading versus a psychic reading, a mediumship reading, a past life reading. It's everything. It's all in one. As I was saying before the break, that we contain all our information within us, and what I also became really aware of was when I first started going out and doing psychic fair years ago, I was surprised at how many other readers at the fairs didn't know anything about energy or chakras. Many readers came up to me and they questioned me, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing that's so different? People are coming to you and I'm starting to hear about you. And if someone reads tarot cards or runes or crystals, what they're doing, whether they realize it or not, they're tapping into the person's energy field. They're absolutely reading the energy. They might not know about it because they didn't study it, but they are tapping into your energy. We have that energy all within us. It's radiating all the, at all times. So, again, they might use the runes or the tarot cards as a tool for them to tap into it. And I've known many, many very good tarot card readers, but the ones that are really excellent also know something about the energy field. They recognize the chakras. They recognize that we are energetic beings. And so what really surprised me, though, when I went out into the world of how many readers didn't know about the energy field, and so it, in my opinion, it doesn't empower or let the client know that they also can pull a card and read it. We all can. A lot of people like to do angel cards, and you can start by doing that, by getting a set of angel cards or animal power cards and daily or affirmation cards, and pick a card every single day, and you could read it, and there's no mistake that you pick that card, and just it really is a great way to start tapping into your own intuition. So many people, again, they use the tools, the tarot, the runes, and all the reading crystals. There's many, many different things out there, and what we're doing is tapping into our energy field, and many people don't understand that. They're like, no, it's the cards, and I'm like, no, it's your energy field, and the energy, the cards are just the energy. There's no mistake that the person picked the cards. And so people can understand and start reading in the directions on how to do the, understand what the card means, but there's no mistake that you picked that card. And so again, all that information is all within our own energy field. And so the more you're able to understand that, the more you create that, off balance. And I keep on kind of going back to that because I'm seeing as the energy is becoming faster and faster, a lot of people are tapping into a lot of fear right now, and they're feeling very unsteady, and they're feeling very ungrounded. And so they are, again, I'm seeing many people wanting to hand their power over to me, having me to make major decisions, like where do I move? What job do I take? Do I stay in a marriage or not? I don't want that energy power. I don't want that responsibility. What I can do is look into your energy field, see the blocks, and see the what's going on in your energy field, and you can consider me a reporter. I report with how you're directing your energy. Your energy is like a snapshot picture to me. So if you have a direct question, and that's one of the readings that I do is when people ask direct questions, then it's like dialing up that phone or going directly down to that tube and then getting all the information from that side, part of the energy field. Other times when I do readings, I just look at the person's energy field and I just start reading, again, the records. It's a connection from like higher self to higher self, and the energy body just starts talking. And where there's also, what a lot of people don't realize, when I'm doing readings, I open up, especially in private sessions, with a prayer of protection. And I'm also saying for the highest and best information to come through me, to be the bridge, to let the other person know that for the highest and best. So imagine a tube coming out of the crown chakra, my crown chakra to their crown chakra, angel to angel, higher self to higher self, to give information that's going to empower them. Some people come in and they want to know when their boyfriend or girlfriend's coming in, but their grandmother comes in and starts talking about their low self-esteem. And that's important information. They might be, again, looking outside of themselves and thinking that the boyfriend or the girlfriend or the new job is going to boost up their self-esteem or define them. And our higher self, our guides, know exactly what we need to hear. So I always encourage people to listen to what their guides say, their relatives say, because it's information that's all within you, and it can really empower you and change your life. So that's part of it. I want to get into the readings, some of the information. So that was the birth of the Lightstream readings, and I've been doing those for years. And then we started with, as we developed, people were asking for other kind of readings. And so then I started the remote readings. And the remote readings are where you can ask me for questions, and or you can just say, read my energy field. And this is where you don't have to sign up for a time. You don't have to, you send in either questions, or you say where you're blocked, what's going on with you, or you just say, read my energy. And this is where I go and I tape it and I look into the energy and I record it, I make notes, and I also give you tools that are directly for your energy field that will help clear you, help strengthen you, and we're working to clear out, because as I was saying before, every healing is a balancing, because my intention is that we're going to clear. So if I'm looking at somebody's energy field and they have a bunch of their tubes, their cords are all twisted and frayed and all they're misfiring, that means that they're creating foggy energy, and that's when they're not manifesting things. That's when ill health comes in. And So when we are able to clear the tubes out, so when I'm saying going into that information and I see a twisted cord or broken cords or, again, frayed cords, I intend that the cord is straight. And so it's a balancing. So every reading is a balancing, whether we talk about it or not, but some people do want balancing. And a reading balancing is a little bit different from a regular reading because I will go into from chakra to chakra and see where the person is off. And again, it doesn't matter where you are in the world because energy knows no boundaries. You don't have to be in front of me. And I learned I used to do a lot of energy work sessions, and I would have people on the table. Then I realized that I would see more results when I was sitting across the room from them. And then I would also see just as powerful results if they were across the world because, again, energy does not know any boundaries, or it's not restricted by what location. There's been many, many books written about the power of prayer, power of intention, where they prayed over to petri dishes. I think this is an interesting study out on the East Coast. And had a group of people praying over petri dishes out in the West Coast. One group was praying for growth of this bacteria, and the other group, they were praying for the petri dish to die. And I'm sure you can imagine what happened. The group that was praying for the growth, the petri dish grew like crazy, and the ones that they were praying to have that dish not work out and die, those organisms died. And so they weren't restricted by the location, time. So we are amazing beings, absolutely connected and interconnected. So, again, the balancing part is where I get more into balancing the energy fields, seeing where you're blocked, because we all can get blocked. And that's why I tell the people all the time that it's really important to clean ourselves daily. And even for years and years and years, my grandmother used to always talk about the AM and PM prayers and praying before because it just gave us an attitude of gratitude, and we've gotten to be such a busy society that we don't do that anymore, or I should say a lot of people don't do that anymore. And so just getting into a practice of pausing before you get out of bed, pausing before you go to bed, think about to clear out what happened during the day, just flush it away, forgive those who bothered you and felt like you wronged you, and just it really makes you sleep better at night. And if you just pause in the morning and just really ground back into your body and really appreciate a new day, you have another day of life, a new day of living, and so it absolutely changes your whole day. And what you're doing is you are clearing your energy field. If you're want to go a little bit more, when you're in the shower, work with the water and visualize that water going into your energy field, and not only on your physical body, but all the bodies around you, and that you're cleansing and clearing any kind of fog, any kind of energy blocks that is going right down the drain. That's an energy technique. So, again, there's many, many techniques out there. The biggest thing for people is to do them, to get in the habit of them. And that's where I say people put post-its when you over your alarm clock, where you brush your teeth, where you go to grab food, in your car. And what you're writing on the post-it is do energy exercises. And, again, you pick those ones that you like. And that's what the remote reading is. I go into the energy field, and your body talks to me, and you tell me which one is going to be more helpful to your body. There's all different things out there. And so the remote readings, again, you don't have to make an appointment. You sign up. I offer 10-minute ones, 20-minute ones, 30-minute ones, and you get a tape with it. You get directions to help continue the energy. And what I've been hearing, and the remote readings are very, very popular, is that people are feeling the results for weeks and weeks afterwards. And then when they use the tools, they're continuing to feel it for months afterwards. And so, and I'm talking about people that had fertility problems that got pregnant. I'm talking about people that had breast tissue that looked cancerous, that had the cyst and tumor disappear. And I'm not saying I'm a miracle worker. It's, again, all about energy. And when energy gets blocked, dis-ease happens physically, mentally, emotionally. And so when we do put our intention in, we are able to get those blocks out. Healing is able to happen physically, mentally, emotionally. And so the remote readings, again, you don't have to have a reading. You just email union1111@yahoo.com, say you want a remote reading. Wendy, my assistant, will ask you a few questions if you're more energetically open in the evening or at night. And then I tape it. I give you your exercises, and you get that in the mail. We're going to our next break, and we'll be back. You listen to The Carol Connor Show.
Thank you. For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. And I'm Carol Connor. And we're talking about all different kind of readings today. So when another thing I like to describe to people, when they're doing a reading, they want to ask about their children, their partners, their jobs, and spouses coming up. I tell them that don't wait till the questions. It should be at the end of the session, because I don't give yes and no answers, because, again, I don't want to direct and take the responsibility of somebody getting divorced, somebody changing jobs. It's a conversation that we're having. But also, because I read energy patterns, what I do, let's say, for example, somebody wants to ask about they're having trouble with their spouse and are wondering if they're going to make it or whatever, or what they should do, what's the theme. And so I first read the individual, the client's energy field. Then I tap into the energy of the higher self, of their husband or the spouse. And then I look at what their energy field is doing. And there are two, I separate them. And then the next thing I do is I combine the energy. And what's fascinating is that there's another pattern that comes. I combine the two, energy, situation, people, another pattern appears. For example, I had this client that was very bubbly. She was a cheerleader when she was in school. And when she just walked in the room, she just had this bounce. And she was in her late 30s, but she looked like she was a little teenager. And her husband was very intellectual. He was a scientist, and she was really at her kind of wit's end whether she was going to make it or not. And so when I looked at her energy field, you could see her heart was all open. She had a lot of yellow in her energy field, and she was just really cheerful. And then and her heart was, again, wide open. She looked like a very sunny, sunny person. And then when I looked at his energy, his it looked like a curtain was drawn in his heart. He was closed down in his heart energy, and he was very protective. He had a lot of squares in his energy field, and so that means that to me that he was boxed in and locked into patterns. He was very much into the right or wrong, my way, highway. And then when I combined the energy, what was amazing, and I'm continuously amazed by what I see, is that all of a sudden her energy, her heart mimicked that, and all of a sudden a shade went down on her heart energy. She closed and contracted her energy. So imagine somebody that was bright and glowing, like a 1,000-watt light bulb. All of a sudden, when I combined the energy, she turned her wattage down to 100 watts. And not saying that it was him and his fault, it's not about that. It's because what's her patterns that she turns down her light, her essence, her bounce when she's around her partner. And so you get a lot of information. So again, when people are asking about their children, it's just always fascinating to me how much we change, because you do give birth to a third energy there. And that also includes when people are moving to a new place or wanting to change a job. What I do is look at the energy of a house. It has an energy pattern. So I'll look at the person, I'll look at the house or the part of the country, and then I combine it together to see if they are able to root down and able to grow there. I'm sure that we all have had the experience where we've gone on a trip or we drove through a town and it felt like home, it felt familiar. What your root chakra would look like, it would be open and grounded, and it would be good for you to be there if you ever chose to move there, because you'd be able to ground down and you'd be able to thrive. And I'm sure we've also been to places that could even be beautiful, but they just didn't feel right. It felt like it was something about it bugged you, or you just didn't like it, or that kind of energy. What your energy field would look like when I go down to, again, the root chakra, how you root into the area, it'd be all closed up. It's like when a lobster is getting being put in the boiled water. It's one of my symbols, and that means that the whole lower energies are curled up, and so it would be harder to ground down there. It would be harder to manifest. It would be harder to grow and expand and feel comfortable there. And especially in a time of change where a lot of people are having to change jobs, having to change locations, possibilities, and they have not only their self, but spouses and husbands and wives and kids to wonder what's going on. We could go through person by person by person and see how that energy is with that individual. And I know a lot of clients. I had this whole family. There was 4 kids and a husband and wife, and they were moving because of the husband's job. And we were able to point out with what town would be best for all of them when they boat on a whole, which one would they be easier to digest with and ground with and be able to make the transition. So, again, we have amazing things in our energy field. It's constantly talking to us. And as we are getting out our energetic earwax and are opening up our energy eyes, we're able to get those messages. So that's when I do a reading when people are asking about something. I always say it's not a yes or no, because it's when you're reading energy patterns, it's a little bit more complicated than yes or no as far as should I do this or should I do that. And again, I don't like to do that because I like to show people the whole broader give them a broader view on what they're talking about. Show them all the levels. The micro level, how it affects you personally. The macro level, as far as how it's with you and your surroundings, your peers, your friends, your family. And also like a universal level, meaning how it affects in the whole, as far as your whole energy. Does your energy feel like it's going to grow there? Is there expansion possibilities there? And so it's a tri-level reading. And again, it always amazes me when I combine the readings what comes up. And because, again, we all have different experiences, and speaking of different experiences, I love when I read the people's past lives, and so I call it an energetic hangover. When I look in their energy field and they're not able to produce money, and they're not able to have relationships, and they are people of service, and then they tend to be natural teacher, helpers, healers, and they come to me when they're in 30s and 40s and say, I don't know what's the matter with me. I've tried all these different dating services. I'm a nice person. I'm a giving person. Everyone has said that to me. But when it comes down to having a relationship, right when it gets down to a point of being married, it never happens. And so when I look into the energy field, a lot of times I'll see what I call a past life hangover, meaning one of those balls have, or many of those balls have made vows in the past of to be of service, to have vows of celibacy, have vows of poverty, have vows of being married to God's source creator. And when I see a ball, one of those informational packages that still have a charge, it doesn't matter if it was the past, as far as when you said when you were little, I'll never ever get married because you saw your parents' marriage and you said you never wanted to do that. Those vows stay in our energy field. Consciously or subconsciously, we could be feeding energy. And when it's like a past life, what I call that hangover, there's a lot of your energy. And a lot of times it's subconscious that's feeding those charges that you made, those vows that you made. And sometimes we were, in those incarnations, you could have been very, very happy. Think of Mother Teresa, and I use her as an example a lot. If she came in and was reborn again, that she could have possibly trouble with a relationship, personal relationships, and or money, because she did her vows daily and throughout the day. She was very much of service, and she had worldwide recognition, and so she was really have a lot of charges when it comes into being able to, if she was to come into relationships. And that doesn't mean that we throw up our hands and say, I'm not going to be in a relationship. It means that when you have that knowledge, you can empower them, meaning saying, I'm pulling my energy back from those vows. I'm pulling my energy back from the blocking poverty and celibacy and relationships. And then it's what I also like to remind people is past life themes absolutely affect this present life. So you don't even have to believe in past life to have a present day effect, because that theme will absolutely be affecting your life in this incarnation. So I've had clients that they don't believe in past lives, but I could still look in the energy pattern and go right down to the second chakra and see that left side all shut off, because that's where I read the energy coming in. It's our female side, our taking inside of energy, opportunities, love, partnership. And if it's like an accordion door that's all shut, or like a door that's shut, or a window shade that's all blocked off, and sometimes I see it locked, and it looks like it's under a secret spy door, where it's one of those invisible doors, I'm trying to say, that means that the person is really not open to doing the second chakra stuff, which is all about relationships, money, career. And so they came in here with the theme of being able to be open to that, and they came in here with this incarnation to bring balance to that, because that's what this is all about, us to get in balance, to live an empowered life, to live a life that we're happy to get up out of bed instead of just sitting the alarm clock and saying, five more minutes, please, and, oh, I got it. So I call it the time to make the donut posture, where people are just kind of dragging along. We came here to experience as angels having a human experience, instead of the other way around, where many people feel like the human having the occasional aha experience or the angel experience. But we're in this amazing period of waking up to our angelness, to want to feel this the blood rushing through our body, want to get out of bed and say, wow, I have another day, I'm given another day to create, to have feelings, to have relationships, to have fun, to interact with other pieces of God's source creator, be it a tree, a person, an animal. And so it's a whole different posture when we start looking at life like that. It's a gift, and the more we embrace life like that, the more we start living life absolutely different, because we have heard by many different movies, The Secret, The Law of Attraction. It's been very, very popular over the years, and many people want to say, I've done all my affirmations, why isn't it coming true? And what, bottom line, if your energy field, if you have more energy, consciously or subconsciously, in that you're not going to get that job, you're not going to get that relationship, you're not going to be abundant or have success in a business, you it could block it, because the universe is very literal. It's like a short order cook, and the universal energy is more of like it's nothing personal. It's like if we want to order more struggle and strife and hardship, and life is struggling, and that's part of our generational patterns, that's what we'll have. That's actually unconditional love. Just think of, I love you so much that if that's what you're putting more your energy, because you are a piece of God's source creator. Our guides and angels see us as God's source creators. They see our divinity. And so they don't have the human experiencing. They don't get caught up in the mental, emotional issues, because they look right at our God self. They look right at the higher self. And so they're not supporting us at all by looking at our disempowered stories. space. And so they hold the space for us. They hold the light for us. And so they absolutely will, just if we, again, consciously or unconsciously, are put more energy into lack, scarcity, disempowerment, that's what we get back. But that's where a lot of people start, are making major changes, because they're starting to recognize that, and they're starting to realize that what we put out there, we get back. Laws of karma. And so we're going to talk about that when we get back from our next break. You're listening to The Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor. And today we're not taking phone calls because I'm on a break. We are talking about readings and all different kind of readings and the readings that you can get, because we are offering an unbelievable special of buy one, get one half off. And again, that means buy any kind of reading. I offer light stream readings. I offer remote readings. I offer the tune-up readings, and you get the next one half off. You can, as I said earlier, you can come with a friend and split the price of one. It does. You have a year to use the other reading. People are doing it for Christmas gifts. People are getting themselves a couple gifts ahead because they know they have several readings throughout the year. And so this is a great through November and December. Buy one, get one half off. Say that you heard that in KKNW. And so I'm describing all the different kind of readings. And so as I was saying before, that here we're entering this time of with all the laws of attraction, The Secret, and all the other many, many other books out there that are talking about the how we create our reality. And we are coming into this evolving where people are feeling it more. We are evolving as waking up that we are angels. And so as angels, again, are the guides are not going to bend down and pick us up. They look at us as it's a co-creative relationship. So I see it as an energetic handshake. So they're right in front of us extending their hand, and so we have to meet them halfway. And so, and we're breaking out of patterns that have been for thousands and thousands of years ingrained in us, deeply ingrained. And these are generational patterns. These are cultural patterns. This is a collective consciousness that there's the patriarchal, matriarchal, father, mother, God that is outside of us, outside of our reach, and that if we're good enough, if we pray enough, if we are on our knees enough, that we will, it's like a wish list. We put our wish list to the guides and the angels. And when we really start understanding energy, that it's not a wish list kind of deal, you start really redefining what you're trying to create and manifest. Because if you have a big block in your heart chakra, and this is your heart's desires that you're trying to manifest, let's say a new business, but when I look into your energy field and the right side of your energy field has a big block in the emotional body that jets out and it's all the way out to 5 feet on your energy field. I had a client this other day. He was a successful businessman, and he had success a lot in his life. And then he was reaching his 40s where he wanted to retire early, and he wanted to go into a different kind of business. So he was used to having what I call the Midas touch. When I see the symbol of this golden finger, it's my symbol of the person has a Midas touch. And so he's used to having a lot of success in his generational patterns. His father was a very successful business person, his grandfather, and so they had that kind of success. But he was very confused because he was going into a new business, and he wasn't having the success that he was used to in his teens and his 20s and his 30s. And then if you look at the energetic history in the 40s and 50s, when the men in the family reached their 40s and 50s, all of a sudden things turned around, starting with the grandfather experiencing the depression. So he was extremely wealthy, healthy, and wise, and then all of a sudden during the depression, he lost it, and so it went spinning down, and actually he committed suicide because of that. So that would have been a strong charge in his generational pattern, even though he did not meet the grandfather because he committed suicide. On the right side of the energy field, I read one of those balls, which is the informational packets that was told me how much that it was consciously and unconsciously affecting him as he was reaching that same age that the grandfather committed suicide. And then his father had a similar experience where, because it's firsthand, he experienced his father having that extreme success and then losing it all. The father, when he started getting to that age, he was, instead of losing the business, he started having health issues, and he started having artery heart problems, and so he had to step out of business at a young age, and in his early 40s, forced to retire because of health reasons, and he died shortly after because that was his life force, that was his food, that was his soul food that the business made him feel, so it was his food. And so here this young guy was wondering, why can't I do this over? I've done this before. What's missing? And so, again, in looking in his energy field, I saw that he was consciously and unconsciously, because that's the real key there. We have subconscious and unconscious patterns that we leak energy from. And people say, well, Carrie, how am I going to work with unconscious patterns? Unconscious patterns spill over to conscious patterns. So if you're starting to become aware of your conscious patterns, do you have belief in abundance? Do you have belief in lack and scarcity? Do you have a belief that you're supported? Do you have a belief that you're a part of a God source creator that is immortal, eternal, piece of God source, a creator, meaning you could create anything? Or is there more energy into that you're separated from that piece of God source creator, of lack of scarcity, of separation? And there's a real pivotal point in the energy field. I call that 51-49%. So here we are breaking away from thousands and thousands of years of the separation, of the veil, of the that we have to, again, pray, and all the higher beings are outside of our reach. And so as we are raising our vibration, and you can see it as we are waking up and realizing that, again, our guides and angels are all around us. They're not somewhere high in the sky on some cloud. It really profoundly changes your life because it raises, again, you're allowing your angel self to shine through, which clears up the fog, the energetic fog, and it also goes into clearing out those generational patterns. So all of a sudden that ball that looked, the tube to that ball
with the guy that had the Midas touch, was all twisted. It was frayed. And then when I got into the ball, it looked like a staticky, it had all these like sparks going off of it. And so it was really affecting his life. And it was on the right side of his energy field. When I read something on the right side, that means connection to Father's side, but also means happening right now and into the future. So it was really important for him to recognize this pattern that was profoundly affecting his life. But the beautiful thing, as soon as he recognized the pattern and realized it was part of his theme that he came in here in his lifetime to break out of personally in his micro world, as far as, I mean, macro world, his own personal karmic pattern here in his macro world, meaning that his home, his family, he was changing generational patterns. He was stopping where the father had the illness and the grandfather died, that he was going to change the pattern in the family so his sons and grandchildren didn't have to reach that period, the males in particular, when they were in their early 40s, that they all of a sudden started getting the rug pulled out underneath them or feeling like their world was falling apart. And so here we're in this period of being able to really, again, recognize us as ourselves as angels. And you could ask yourself for today, am I having an angel experience? Am I the angel having the human experience? Or do I feel like the human having the occasional angel aha? And just by pausing and asking yourself that day, it starts really readjusting your energy field. It starts bringing what I call those tubes inward, where most of the time when I look at people's energy tubes, they're all outward. They look like an octopus. Imagine thousands of tubes all around, and they're juggling a lot of things. They're juggling these balls that are all staticky, and that's an unbalanced energy field. So when we start bringing the tubes inward, that's when we start a journey of really cleaning house, physically, mentally, emotionally. We start really weighing out what's important, what's not important. It's like an energetic feng shui. I call it sometimes it's like a cosmic enema where it just clears out our stuff so we can make it into fertilizer so we can work with growth and then really have a great energy field. I call it the miracle grow period where it looks like miracle grow is getting broadening our energy field so we can put our hopes, dreams, and desires and have results in the physical 3D world. And so we're experiencing that a lot right now. We're really, what comes around goes around, the law of attraction, but a lot of people are experiencing it in a fearful way. But this is where we can turn it around and recognize that our patterns, our worst nightmares, are coming up for us to look at so then we could do something about it, stop putting energy into it. And so those are the different kind of readings. I do want to talk about the tune-up. So we talked about the light stream balance, and I do it for 15 minutes, half hour, 30 minutes, 45 hour. Some people want two-hour readings. I've had people drive from all across the country to have that because that's their yearly tune-up, just like a car. They come and get all tuned up physically, mentally, emotionally. And but the tune-up readings came birth after the remote readings where the tune-up, if you readings, they're you talk to me live. It's not like the remote readings where you get the report of my voice reading your energy field and in the report after it. But if you have a question, let's say something came up for you and you're really at that point where you just need some clarity. If you have something that I had a client the other day that was really wanted to see some clarity about what's going on with her and her husband. I had another client that was trying to make a business decision between a couple places. He just couldn't see between the two different places, so we were able to illuminate and have him see what was the better choice for him. So those are called the tune-up readings. And so they're new. They're where people are really liking them because sometimes people are really, they get their regular readings, but then sometimes they just need to check in and they don't need the whole reading. So the tune-up readings are very popular, and you get a tape with those too. And I always throw in the energy exercises because that's just part of the natural teacher, helper, healer in me. So those are the different readings that we offer. The tune-up readings we offer, and those are 10 minutes. And we offer the remote readings, 10-minute readings, 20-minute, 30-minutes, and the light stream readings that are the regular 15-minutes, 30-minutes, 45-hour. And again, they're half, buy one, get one half off. The only ones that we're excluding is the tune-up readings and the 10-minute remote readings. So all the other, the 20-minute and 30-minute remote readings and the tune-up readings, are included in the buy one, get one half off, but all the rest of them are. So it's a great time to, again, they're wonderful stocking stuffers. I've had many, many people say they were so happy that they got it for a birthday gift or changed their life. I have many people that they were hesitant about getting a reading, so they decided to start with a tune-up. So they were just zoned in on one question because they've never had a reading before, so they saw what it was like, and they didn't get into intimidated, so they realized that they were okay. So you're listening to Carrie O'Connor. I'll be back next week, and may you align to the divine.